This is the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Amy Scott, in for Molly Wood. It's been not quite 3 years since AT&T completed its $85 billion merger with Time Warner, with the hope that investing in content would drive customers to consume that content with AT&T's internet and on AT&T phones. Now that deal is coming undone. AT&T now plans to spin off HBO, CNN, and the rest of its media assets in a deal with Discovery, leaving the company back with telecom as its main focus. Verizon is doing the same thing by getting rid of AOL and Yahoo. Roger Entner follows the industry as founder of Recon Analytics. He says all this comes as the companies pour billions of dollars into 5G and fiber, and it's hard to fight the broadband war and the streaming war at the same time.
Well, telecom is a very expensive business. AT&T spent $23 billion just on new spectrum recently. They will have to spend billions of dollars also to put down the fiber and to build these towers. And this deal will now help them focus their funding on the telco activities. T-Mobile has currently an advantage in the 5G race, and AT&T and also Verizon don't want to let them get away with it.
AT&T has said it plans to spend, I think, $24 billion next year on that 5G and fiber infrastructure if this deal goes through. How does that compare with what it would have spent?
Well, it had been planning to invest between $18 and $20 billion a year. And so this is, you know, basically a third more than what they had been planning to. And when we look at on the fiber side, they were planning to connect 15 million households with fiber. Now they're planning to connect 30 million people.
Where do you see that happening? Is it going to reach people in rural areas? Or are we talking mostly urban areas in the states that AT&T serves?
I think they will connect mostly urban and suburban customers in the 22 states where they offer service. It might reach out to the rural parts, but the biggest bang for the buck is in urban and especially suburban markets.
What does this mean for consumers, if anything? Are we going to see better prices, better speeds?
Well, I think what we will see is more people will be connected faster. They will invest more in 5G. So the other companies have to invest more as well. And so what we will get is faster internet, both in fiber and in wireless, and probably better deals. You know, this competition will not slow down, rather speed up with this transaction.
Roger Entner is with Recon Analytics. You can hear more of our interview in the Marketplace Tech podcast. Check it out. I'm Amy Scott, and that's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.